Today is Wednesday, June 19th, 2013, and Microsoft has announced that they will be dropping the DRM policies from their new Xbox One that's going to be released in November of this year. So let's find out what this means to gamers that are actually going to buy the Xbox One. Today, Microsoft has announced that the DRM policies will be dropped. With these DRM policies that Xbox was, or Microsoft was trying to put in the new Xbox One, which a lot of gamers were upset and saying that they were trying to control our games and trying to control the way we play games. These DRM policies would force your Xbox to be tied to the internet. You had to have a internet connection, and every 24 hours the Xbox would have a check-in requirement to see if all your games and all the updates and everything that you needed for the Xbox was there. So basically, if you didn't check in every 24 hours with your Xbox, you would not be able to play any games. You would be able to view DVDs and watch live TV from their live TV feature, but you would not be able to play any video games until your Xbox checked in again. So this would actually restrict you from selling, trading, borrowing, share, any type of used games. So your Xbox games would actually just be tied to your Xbox. For example, when you would actually buy a new game, you would have to register it first with the Xbox that you have, and then it would allow you to play it. If it wouldn't register, then you wouldn't be able to play it. So that if you take that Xbox game and send it somewhere else or sell it without unregistering it from your Xbox, you would not be able to sell it. Microsoft actually defended themselves, saying that this is the direction that's necessary for digital content. Since the announcement, Microsoft has been faced with non-stop criticism for their DRM policies. Many gamers have said that they were actually going to drop the Xbox and just go for the PS4. There was an Amazon pre-order poll done on Amazon's website, and it was actually highly, highly in favor of the PS4 just because of these DRM policies. It was actually 94.7% in favor for the PS4, and the votes were actually 38,984 versus 2,162. As you can tell, a lot of people, gamers, were very upset and bothered by the fact that Microsoft was trying to control their gaming. This Amazon poll was supposed to run until June 20th, but for some unknown reason, Amazon took it down early. But with today's new announcement, Microsoft is actually removing and changing these DRM policies because of all the complaints Microsoft has received over the DRM policies for the new Xbox One. Don Matrick, who is the head of the Xbox division, said today, and I quote, "I am announcing the following changes to Xbox One and how you can play, share, lend, and resell your games exactly as you do today on the Xbox 360. He went on to say, "An internet connection will not be required to play offline Xbox games after a one-time system setup with a new Xbox One. You can play any disc-based games without ever connecting online again. There is no 24-hour connection requirement, and you can take your Xbox One anywhere you want and play your games just like on an Xbox 360. Trade-in, lend, resell, gift, and rent-based games just like you do today. There will be no limitations to using and sharing. It will work just as it does on Xbox 360. So now it seems like Microsoft has listened to their gaming customers and have let off on the DRM policies. But with these removal of the DRM policies on the Xbox One, other features will now be unavailable, at least at the launch of the Xbox One. Two very good features that are going to be left out now that these DRM policies have been removed are the sharing between up to 10 family members for your game. So you could actually, when Microsoft announced the Xbox One, one of the main features was that you could share your video games with up to 10 different family members. And now you're not going to be able to do that. Another one is there's not going to be any playing off your disc. So if you actually go into GameStop or wherever you buy your games and you buy a disc, you want your Xbox was going to actually upload the whole entire game off the disc onto the hard drive of the Xbox, and you would never even have to use your video game disc again. The disc, you could just toss it, chuck it, keep it, or just save it until you're ready to trade it out or sell it or whatever you're going to do with it. But you would never even have to use a disc again. It would play straight directly from the hard drive. Now that the DRM policy has been removed, you also have to use your discs to play the games. Now, if you do download digitally, so if you buy the game online and download it, that's a different story. You'll have it on your hard drive and you won't have to worry about the disc. But this is kind of, I think, a downer. You know, I did like the fact that you would have the option to just download it and you wouldn't have to worry about a scratch disc or losing your disc or, you know, it getting stolen and you won't have the video game anymore. So that is kind of a downfall. But hopefully Microsoft finds a way to update their system where that feature does come back. They did say one added benefit is if you do, say you have a new video game and you play it at home, then you take the video game and you take it to a new friend, to another friend's house, and the Xbox actually will download it, but you won't be able to use it. So if that friend ends up liking the game, then they could just buy it online and it's already automatically downloaded. They don't have to go through the whole download process of the game because the game was already downloaded by the hard disk. So that is something that's that could be a positive part of this. But again, I don't know, some people are 50-50. I have seen some comments that some gamers have left where they're upset that the fact that they've changed these policies and we've lost these features, like the sharing of up to 10 family members and the loss of that feature that you wouldn't have to use a disc to play your video games. So let me know what you guys think, if this is something that's actually a positive thing, that Microsoft caved in and they actually took away the DRM policies and allow gamers to actually do what they want with the discs, with the games that they buy and they purchase. They could go in and to GameStop and trade it in for another game. Or if this is kind of going backwards and we're losing other features that we actually would want, like sharing these games with 10 other players or 10 other family members that we have, or not having to use the disc when we play. You just turn on your Xbox and play the video game. So let me know what you think by clicking on the link in the description, and the link will take you to the article that I have also written about this whole Microsoft situation. So don't forget to subscribe and visit informalgadget.com. You could also contact me at informalgadget@yahoo.com, and you could also search for my YouTube channel, which I'll also provide in the link or in the article of the link. So thank you for listening to the first episode of Informal Gadget Podcast, and hopefully we could make more of these.